Hani Birke der Rabbanan de Shali Minayu. Da steht in der Gemara, Hani Birke der Rabbanan de Shali, the knees of the Talmid HaChachamim. De Shali, the Shvach, Minayu, comes from them. So the Parash Pshad of the day is keep it talking about something else, talking about the Mazikin or whatever. But the Hele Gemara 9, can talk about the Birke, the knees, the legs, but the Rabbanan mustn't get Shilhi. So what does that mean? Ki yaretz ledavik atzmei l'Hashem baruch hu. Somebody wants to be dovek to the Rebbein Shloilem. Yeda and emana you should know she'ein soif ledvekusay. There's no soif. V'tomid yelech michayel choyel madrega madrega. Tomid is always going to go from one madrega to the other madrega. Adem tachas. Ki hu yizbarach ein soif. V'nimtza yavin adam. Person has to understand. Shemei oylem loy hischi lichno is eilav lizdavik bar. Person has never started. Ki dova she'ein lay soif ein lay aschola. In other words, it's ein soif. Misha Saiva Shekhva Gil Shlema, somebody feels he's at the end already, he's done his Eino Klum Faket Bavadaya Dain Chosam Mikol Vakol Faket, shows that he hasn't even started. If a person can feel that he's reached a Soif, then it shows he hasn't even reached the Aschol. He's not even at the Shar. If he feels he's reached the Soif, it means he hasn't begun. Normally a person can think, sure, I've done something, and he feels satisfied with it. So the Hele Gemara is not sure he's done something. Finished half of Shasach, right? He feels he's done. As soon as he feels that he's done and he's ready for relaxing and he's done, some shot he's done half Shasach. Means he hasn't started yet. He learned half of Shasach. That wasn't Minach Ketusha. It comes from Sitrach. Zeo, Adayin Chosa Mikol Vakoil. Ain't a clue, Zeo Vachina Sitrach. Peldikazach. Means the Sitrach took him for a ride. If you would have gone on the ride of the Kedusha, it's not Shaykh to feel that he's got somewhere, because the person who has to feel, Havada, the person has to feel accomplished in order to give him a push to go on and thus. However, it's not Pshad is that he has to feel that he's ready to, that he's, you know, he's accomplished a lot and he's ready, because that means he hasn't started. That means what he has done, Chman Atzlan, is coming from a Mokkan where there's a Haskhola. That's the Sitrach. If he's Dovid to Rabbein Shalom, then there's no Haskhola. Hoya, hoya, vibiyye. That's the Birka de Rabbanon, the knees of the Rabbanon who are hilach shal alichas oilam eilav yisbarach. That's the halicha, the knees of the halicha. The shili loshen soif. The shili is a loshen of soif, right? The shili means the end of something. So therefore, hani Birka de Rabbanon, those legs of the Rabbanon, the shili, that they feel that they've reached shenidmoilai, sheyeshlai, sheyesh soif. They feel that they're ready, mehalchaneg, it's ready holding with a soif. That's coming from them, it's coming from the tzatcha ach, it's not coming from the Kedusha. Pischuli shari tzedek, choyvavami dekal, zeh hashar l'ashem, tzadikim yavavavavav, it's a hediger of a melech. Only somebody feels that he's always at the shar. Pischuli shari tzedek, zeh hashar l'ashem, zeh hashar l'ashem. If you feel that you're still at the shar, tzadikim yavavavav, they can go into the Bissam English. You can only go into a Bissam English if a person feels he's still at the shar, he hasn't had a haschol yet. As long as he's gone, he hasn't had a haschol, and that's the bechin of, he's always at the shar. That's the bechin of shar. A person who feels he's not at the shar has failed in Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim, we know, is the shar. Yerushalayim is called the Pesach, the shar, Gemara and Shabbos. So a person who's got Yerushalayim, Shadi is the person who's got Yerushalayim. Yeah, he's going to discuss it in a later piece. Year is always his re'ir. When a person sees shiflas atzmo, then he can assert, then he can year from Hashem. In other words, year Shemayim shows was bistashayim. A person who makes himself into like halchim instead of somewhere means he's definitely got a lack of year Shemayim. Year is only if you feel that who are you in, you're all inspired by kedusha. So who are we bichlal? That's the middle of year. That's why year is a shah. Because Yira is always a person who's got Yira Shemaim, always feels he's at the Shah, always feels he sees the godless Abayir. He sees the godless Abayir as Vi Binach Bechlal, where all that I've done in my life, what is it already? Be Yachas to godless Abayir. So that's why he says here, the Shiflis, have two pieces in one. The Shiflis is comes from Yira, seeing, because Pshat is, and that's why it's always the Shah. Because if you feel, a person feels, that he sees, that he feels the dveikus. Dveikus is the feeling of Ein Soif. It's supposed to be Emes Shaykh to the next piece. They're not little separate pieces, vice versa. That the Yira, dveikus is a, dveikus, he's talking about dveikus, dveikusoi. Dveikus is a feeling where a person, the more he's masik, the more he sees another nakuda that's hecher than him still, you understand? That's what dveikus means. Dveikus means that even you're masik something, but as soon as you're masik that thing, immediately you're margish. If it's a hecher zachti, you don't know yet. Hecher zachti, you're not masig yet. But if it's you're masig that there's something more to be masig. That's how it works with dveikus. That's the word of dveikus. Dveikus is a word that as soon as you masik something and therefore you put it down into your kelim, mamish simultaneously there's a hechra hasoga that you've just taken into your keli, that you're already starting to be margish something that's hechra than that. And that's not yet in the kelim, that's the sod of ora mamale and ora makif. Every ora makif comes down when you masik it and it becomes an ora mamale, which automatically brings a hechra daga which was even higher than ora makif down into the bechinus ora makif. Bechinus ora makif is the daga of its makif. It's not in your seichel, it's not in the kli ha-seichel yet. Of it's a dargo of makif, you feel as if hecher is achdeh. As soon as you take that down into your seichel, so automatically that's mamshich something that was hecher of your makif that became now our makif. So if a person feels that he's finished now, so what happened? How comes he got cut off? So it obviously shows that wasn't dveikus. That's because that's the bechina dveikus. His mamshich going to be marich in the next piece. That's mamshich the inyan dveikus. The inyan dveikus is to be dovuk to something. Where as soon as you're masig it, automatically the next hasaga comes onto a level where you feel where you're masig that you're not masig. And then you have to work hard on that madrega to be masig. And then always it's hecher, more and more is coming down. So it's ain soif. Saladech, kedusha is ain soif. That's what we've discussed often, the whole inyan of why the mesechta's brachas is the biggest mesechta. A person can feel accomplished after he's done the first mesechta, gemara, it's the longest mesechta in words. So the gemara and brachas ends. Tamid achama, ein lemenucha, loy ba'ilam azay, v'loy lemam. If you think you've come to an end, if you birka the rabbanon the shali, if you feel that your lime have reached the end already, is that's minayu within the chasu shon. That's coming from a different sitra. That's coming from that's why a sitra ach is called a sitra ach. What is a sitra ach? What is sitra? Sitra means a tzad. Tzad. Tzad means that this tzad is far, but tzadim. You're talking in a world of gvul. In a world of gvul, that's ach. Sitra ach. If you're talking in a world of gvul, it's coming from somewhere else. Kedusha, there's no gvul in dveikus. There's gvul in dveikus. The person's masig and masig and masig and masig the whole time. If he learns Torah b'pchinas shel dveikus, it's easy. That's the whole Torah of emes. The person who learns Torah b'emes, learns lishma, he learns emes. That's the sod. Emes is the sod of this week's parasha. It's the whole sod of parashas Vayetze. Because Yaakovina has been an Ishtalim, he's Yeshua Beholim, and now Yaakovina has to go out. The Pasuk says, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva Vayelech Harona. Chazal say, why is it called Be'er? Be'er. Why is it called Be'er Sheva? Be'er, Racham HaKadosh brings it down in this week's parasha, which did it before with Yosef. So Racham HaKadosh says that the Be'er is the Mokom of the Neshomas. Right, that's what he says. Now what's the Vod? What does the Svam HaKadoshim say? The Be'er is Rosh HaTevis. Beyodai afkiduchi. Refers to the neshama. The be'er corresponds to the neshamas. So be'er corresponds to the neshamas. Beyodai afkiduchi. Sada neshama. Why is the neshama compared to be'er? The nefesh of a goy, says in Svarim, is compared to a boyer. A yid is a be'er and a goy is a boyer. What's the vod? The vod is now. What happens when you close up a boyer? You stop up a boyer. It's the end of the boyer. You dug the boyer and you filled it in. That's the end of the boyer. A be'er is ein soif. A bear is coming from a makor that's ein sof, right? Aye, and that's the whole oimik. That's one of the sofis of last week's parashas. The Oz Hakdoshim, they dug bears, and we sat mois and plishtim. They dug more bears, they sat mois and plishtim. More bears, they sat mois because the bear is the bechina of neshama. Bear is the bechina of yoda afkidruchi. Just like a be'er, different to a boer is mayim mechonosim, right? It dries up. It's a whole sugi, a moed cotton, right? That's why from a be'er, you latu chalamoid, because it doesn't, it's not tircha meruba. Of a boer, mayim mechonosim of water, so eventually it dries up. You're going to have to take a bucket. It's a tircha yisera chalamoid. It's not possible why that stuff could have been in Yom Tov. Yom Tov is the bechina of you must never stop. That's why it's oyna the regal. The raglayim carries on. Yom Tov is the bechina of the raglayim carrying on. So raglayim carrying on. That's the biru between what a be'er is and what a boyer is. We're going to get to hilchos chalamoy. That's agab. But the nakuda is the be'er is a neshama. Neshama is something that's in chayim, and nishmas chayim. The neshama stops ever chas v'shom. So hagans people don't do mitzvahs all the time. Teretz is a guf. My satmo is a plishtim. You take offer and you cover the be'er. No, if you take an offer and you cover boar, that's it. That's the end of it. Loidim netzach netzachim. Till you dig another one. Oh, but when you fill up a be'er, you fill in a be'er, what happens? You just have to dig. What does it mean to dig? Take your goof away from the picture. Take your goof away. Stop taiva, stop yitzahoras, take the goof away, and you'll find water again. Or what always happens by the air when it stops? You have to dig a bit deeper. You have to dig a bit deeper. But when you find water, you want some mayim. The air is something that's nimshach ein soif. It's nimshach ein soif. It's like the beginning of the neshama. The neshama is about the ein soif. But the yitzhara fills it with offer. Offer is the offer min adama, the guf. It's made from offer min adama. It says gufni, and then it stops the be'er. However, in the be'er, the neshama never stops. The neshama never stops. That's why that's the whole sod. The obvious ablution, they all got married, they all met their colors by the be'er. Right? Why they all meet their colors by the be'er? Because pshat is the ikka mitzvah of nisun is the mitzvah of peruvu. Mitzvah of peruvu is the mitzvah of netzach. Mitzvah of nitzchis. Mitzvah of carrying on. What does it mean? Bringing the neshamas down into the world. The whole mitzvah of nisun is mitzvah bringing the neshamas down into the world. Bring the neshamas down into the world, and the neshamas is the bechin of the be'er. The be'er is the bechin of a neshama. V'yodai af kibruchis. So mainly they went to the be'er because going to be'er for the shidduch means that they're margish, that the whole tachlis of their nisuin is to be moitzi neshamas from the world, to bring down neshamas into the world. So mainly therefore they went to the be'er, they went to the v'yodai af kibruchis to bring the neshamas down into the world, because that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah of peruvu is the mitzvah of nitzchis. It's the mitzvah of continuity, the mitzvah of nitzchis. The mitzvah of nitzchis, it never stops. You bring the neshamas down, that's the bechin of neshama, and neshama never stops. The guf always stops it. So therefore, Vaisatma Plishtim, Plishtim is Azasad Yetzahar, and this one was Saisim, this one was Saisim, this one was Saisim, until it came to Rechavis, and there, that's the bechin, like the famous Ramban, whatever, it's the bechin of different Beis Hamikdashes. They can cover over, they can make it stop, they can destroy Beis Hamikdash, but the third Beis Hamikdash is the Beis Hamikdash of Netzach, and that's the Bechina where the Neshama will come out in its full glory. That's the Bechina of Yechel Michael Choyel, from one world to another world, Yechel Michael Choyel. So that's the whole Nisayin that Yaakov Avinu is having over here. Yaakov Avinu is having a Nisayin of he was a Yeshev HaHolim. If he's a Yeshev HaHolim, he was Choylech Michael Choyel in Torah, right? Torah mitzvahs. What's all the sort of oisik or mitzvah, potter and a mitzvah? The ikki is a person has to be oisik, the person has to be a hoylech. So maybe if he's hoylech, he's already doing a mitzvah, he's hoylech, he's potter from the other mitzvah. The ikki mitzvah of mitzvahs is that a person has to know that he's got to constantly be a hoylech. If he has to constantly be a hoylech, so then, if he's oisik anyways, so he's oisik one mitzvah, he's potter from the other mitzvah. That's what the whole sugi of Oysa Mitzvah, Pata Mitzvah is a mission in Sukkah. He's a Hoylech Ledva Mitzvah, Pata Min HaSukkah. The Hoylech Ledva Mitzvah is Pata Min HaSukkah. Because the whole Sukkah is a Yomtev of Halicha. In other words, Sukkah is a Yomtev, which shows that everything's an Arai. A person's got to be a Hoylech in Olam Hazeh. So the whole Yomtev of Sukkah is a Yomtev of a person's got to realize he's Arai in Olam Hazeh, and he's got to be a Hoylech. So therefore he's got to be a Hoylech. So the whole mitzvah, whole in the Yomtev of Sukkah is a Hoysik Mitzvah. It's a Hoylech Yomtev. That's the Sod of Sukkah. It's made of the whole Sugi of Oysik Mitzvah. Potem in a Mitzvah is when they get to Sukkah. That's why by Sukkahs, on Sukkahs, they taka didn't sleep. They turn the day and the night into day. Now, Hoylechin, they never stopped. And that's the Yomtev of Sukkahs, as we'll see. So by Yaakov Avinu later, he gets to Sukkahs. The whole Indian of a Yid is a Yid is to know that from the morning he's a Hoylech. So the Bichus of Shacha are all about doing Halicha. Right? Shaosali Kol Tzarki. What's the Sod of Shaosali Kol Tzarki? You put your shoes on. If I put my malbish arumim, you can't say shasali katzaki. Kilu shasali katzaki, you put your shoes on. That's what the bracha was niskana shasali katzaki. You put your shoes on. You can't go out. You can't start walking if you're not dressed either. So you should make malbish arumim. You can also make a shasali katzaki when you put your clothes on. Why dafka the shoes? The Torah says al tzvenzach on the shoes. Everything's totally on the shoes. The shoes. Pnimis haTorah, it's yidua that they're feet, the nalaim, and the shoes. That's connected to guf. It's connected the goof, and it's the levush of your feet. You put shoes on, that's connected the goof. That's why in Beis HaMikdash, where they were in Neshama Dikamatzah, they didn't wear shoes in the Beis HaMikdash. Moshe Rabbeinu, Sha'al Nolecha, Ma'al Raglecha, when you get a Nevuah, there's got to be Spashtes HaGashmi, there's no shoes. Shoes is the Bechinus HaGuf. So Mishal is, that's the Vort. The Vort is that without the shoes, that's Neshama. Neshama is a Hoylech, the Ragaim is a Hoylech. Put the shoes on, then you're putting the neshama into the goof. You put the neshama into the goof. Now you have to thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now you can start your halicha. Start halicha with the raglayim. Now you're going to start the halicha. You're going to use your raglayim for halicha. That's the sod of the Yitzhar. The Yitzhar always tries to stop the halicha. The Yitzhar tries to stop the halicha. So Mela the Nochash, he's in charge of stopping halicha. So therefore, he doesn't have halicha. He got his legs chopped off. Niktatzu raglav. Because that's the clipper. The clipper of not being a hoylech. The clipper of our raglayim feeling that they've done enough. That comes from the Nochash. And therefore, niktatzu raglav. He doesn't, Taka doesn't have raglayim. So Mela, that's the whole vot. That's the whole sod of Pashas Vayetze. Vayetze Yaakov Miber Shova. Yitzakav mi be'er. The be'er is the bechina of the neshama. In other words, now Yaakovin is leaving that bechina and he's like being slavish into a guf. And now he's got to start being a hoylech neshama the guf. And yeah, let's make sure that the guf is not a sitmum plishtim. The offer is not something that's going to disturb the be'er. Be'er shal yetzi akiv. He has to make sure to continue the bechinah be'er. He has to continue neshamadik. Neshamadik is nishmas chayim. Neshama comes from the be'er, he said. And the be'er is always going. Be'er is always moving. Be'er never stops. It's just a matter of the offer on top. So Yaakovinu is starting on a mahalach. Yetzi akiv mi be'er. He's starting on a mahalach that he has to continue moving. He will continue moving without stopping. So Chazal say also it's the Bechin of Shabbos. The Bechin of Shabbos. Be'er Sheva is the Bechin of Shabbos. Shabbos is the Neshama Yisera. Shabbos is the Bechin of it's the Neshama Dikata. It's the Neshama. Shabbos is taka, that Bechin of where the Neshama person feels his Neshama Shmu, he feels the Be'er. It's the Neshama Dikata. So Yetziyak is going out of that, and now his avoid is to try to carry on being a Hoylech, even in Azar Matzav. And that's why the first clip is Kilu, it gets dark, it gets tired, the person goes to sleep. And Yaakovina sees going to sleep. If somebody would have a Zad dream, would wake up. It wasn't a calm dream. It was a Lebedika dream. A Lebedika dream. Person likes dreaming, he's lying down somewhere. He's dreaming. It's a constant avoider. You got to use your aglaim. And it's a constant avoider. That was the whole mechina of Yaakov Avinu. Therefore, the sod is that when Yaakov Avinu got up from the dream, it says Vayokom Raglav. What does the pasuk say? Rashi says Nasa Kal Lalechas. Vayisa Yaakov Raglav. He lifted up his legs. So what does Rashi say? Nosa libo is raglov, venasa kal lalechas. What's the sod? It became easy for him to walk. Nisa libo is raglov. What's that? That's the hepech of Birkei Derabanan and the Shilhi. Nosa libo is raglov, venasa kal lalechas. Yaakovinu realized he's got to carry on halicha, neshomadik, in the raglaim, he's got to carry on neshomadik, he's nasa kalalechas, he's on a journey now, and avad, it's going to be a journey, and he's going to be kalalechas, and he's going to be a hoylech, and he's never going to stop. Hatkadei kach, the pashas vayeshev, v'itake wanted to stop ashtikl, bikash yakev, leishim b'shalv, the b'nei shalom says, b'nei shalom, leidayin atzadikim, shemesukin lem scha, b'olim haba, they want to be the yeshev b'shalv, in olim hazeh, what's the oimik, because Yaakovinu wanted to go and sit and learn, he didn't want to have fraot, he wanted to sit and learn. The Rebbe Shlom says, no. Because you got to carry on. You're going to be avoida, and there's no stopping. Not even leishiv, not even a bechin of leishiv b'shalvi. You got to carry on. You got to go on. You got to be moisev ha'ilach, moisev ha'ilach, and moisev ha'ilach. That's connected the clipper. That's the whole sod of. Also, the sod of Chanukah, that's why by Yitzhak, you've had all these parashas, hachonas for Chanukah, because Chanukah, you have to light the Chanukah candles at Shetichle Regal Min Ashuk. That's the regal, the clipper. The regal, the clipper is the regal that gets tired. That's the regal that's Tichle. That's the regal that stops, it's the regal that's tired. To light the Chanukah candles at Shetichle Regal Min Ashuk. And that's why we paskan and we sifin v'hoilach, and every night you moise v'hoilach. The Indian of Chanukah is to be moise v'hoilach. You got to be a hoilach. You mustn't be the raglaim. You got to wait first for the raglaim of the clipper to be techle regal min ashuk. You got to wait for those raglaim that hang around the shuk. Those are raglaim, they're nochashtik raglaim. They're raglaim, they get tired. They hang around in the shuk and they get tired. Get those raglaim away. Acha techle regal min ashuk. And then you can be moise v'hoilach. Then you can come with an emistik raglaim, and then you can be a moise v'hoilach. That's the bechina of the Ner Chanukah. It's Yidua that the Menorah had raglaim. Bechina of the Menorah had raglaim because the bechina is always to be moisev ha'ilech with raglaim. That's the sod of Yaakov Avinu, and that's the sod of Parshas Vayetze. Where's he going in Parshas Vayetze? He's going Parshas at the base of Lavan. What's the difference between Yaakov and Lavan? Yaakov is Emes, Titan Emes Liakov. Lavan is the Shakra. What does the Chazal say? Emes yesh l'raglaim. Sheker ein l'raglaim. Emes is Yesh L'raglaim. So Yaakovin is the mid of Emes. If he's the mid of Emes, he's got to focus on his raglaim. Vayisa Yaakov Raglav. He's got to be a hoilech. So therefore, Vayisa Yaakov Raglav. That's why straight after the whole Birchas HaShachar, we got our raglaim ready. Hashehechen mitzad igove. all the legs, the steps, everything's ready. Now he's with the raglaim. You got to go on the derech of emes, because emes yesh le raglaim. He's going to the base lovan. Lovan's a shakrin sheker in the raglaim, and therefore the nesoin over there is going to be that the raglaim are going to get tired, because the sheker hasn't got really raglaim. His raglaim are sheker dek raglaim. It's the sheker in the raglaim. Yaakovin is the middas of emes. So maybe Yaakovin is going to push through with the mechines raglaim, because the emes yesh le raglaim is going to focus in his raglaim. And that's the sod of Parshas Vayetze. Yaakov in his beginning on the taka Vayetze Yaakov, and he's got to be mamshich from the be'er. He's got to be mamshich from the be'er, just like the be'er is eino nifsak. The be'er is eino nifsak. The be'er is eino nifsak. So to Yaakov Avinu is going on a journey where he's going to be makabel, not to be nifsak. The raglaim are going to go on and on. Either going to get tired. No, after the dream, Vayisa Yaakov raglaim. Nasa kalaleches. If it's kalaleches, the raglaim don't get tired. And he's going to realize that with the rose of raglaim, he has to move and move and move. And he's got a halicha and halicha. That was the sod of the Beis HaMikdash. The Heilig of Beis HaMikdash is the sod. We know that the Kohenim used to run in the Beis HaMikdash. They used to run. Used to run so fast it became a sakana. The whole end of running is in the Beis HaMikdash was the Mokum of the Neshama. The Beis HaMikdash was the Mokum of the Neshama. Beis HaMikdash was a mokum where Yid came to the Beis HaMikdash. He realized how there's so much to accomplish. He saw the Kohenim running. Everybody's reason, Kohenim's reason, running. They realized in the Beis HaMikdash the Kedusha of the Raglaim. They realized Taka the Avoid of the Raglaim. They had a very interesting Natila in the morning. It wasn't our Natila today, it was Natila's Yadayim. The Raglaim. Because the Pshat is that you got to introduce the Raglaim. The Beis HaMikdash was a place where you had to introduce the Raglaim. People outside the Beis HaMikdash, they worked and they did this, they got tired, and this and the end. Baruch Shalom says, there's no getting tired with your Raglaim. Kunda Yomtev, you have to be oil in the regel. So that's the Sod. Sod of Beis HaMikdash, the Sod of Yaakov. And that's the Sod. The Esav, and later, in the later Parashataka. So Esav, what did Esav do? Esav made Yaakov in a limp. Why did he make Yaakov in a limp? Mayigab a kaf yirechay. Taka, he wanted to slow down the Yaakov Avinu's halicha. Yaakov Avinu doesn't tell the sod to Esav. The sod of a yid is always a hoylech yelcho michayel choyel. Yaakov Avinu says to Esav, nah, I go slowly, hoylech le'iti, I go slowly, don't bother coming with me. Esav wants to come with Yaakov Avinu because he wants to keep on finding causes and reasons to make Yaakov slow down. So Yaakov Avinu says to Esav, no, I'm going slow anyways. It's not megala the sod, but it's the raglaim is nasa kalu leches. Esav wants to try the Yigal Bekafi Reichoi. Yigal Bekafi Reichoi is he wants to make Yaakov Avinu limp. Making Yaakov Avinu limp is making the Birka the Rabbanah the Shali Minay. Making Yaakov Avinu limp is slow down Yaakov Avinu's Halicha. Making him limp. That's the sod of the whole Avoid of Yaakov Avinu. He's Nish Emes, and Emes Yesh Le Raglaim. It's a Mele, therefore Yaakov Avinu's Raglaim Akalalachas. The more person's Dovuk to Emes, the more person realizes is yesh le raglaim. The more person then realizes is you've got to be a hoylech, and 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 must never stop, must never feel that he's done enough, must never feel that he's done enough. You see, talk about tzaddikim, see, it's been just telling Abraham before, he answered before, they see that about the Baruch Rebbe, always, whoever did something for him, he was always talking about the next thing already. In a shluchim, a school of 100 children, wow, next year there should be 200. So he gave, built a building, $10 million, it's a huge nadvanim they have. The Rebbe first said, Agus and Shkoich, have the help, and the next day you should give double. Everything, there was no such thing as before he became Rebbe, they told Leibel Gronau, one of the Gabon, one of the Maskirim, they said, somebody who knew him before, and said, if you become, believe me, you're not going to have an easy life. You know, you're going to have a life. The Rebbe was mshugadik demanding. He was never happy. He always said shkoyach, but always demanding more. He did one thing, but Hashem next year double. Always, that was his mamash whole mahalach. Because tzaddikim, they realized, yechol mechayel l'chol. There's no such thing as saying, okay, you've done enough. Even when he was old and he lost his wife and he was old and thing, forget. The more avedas he had, the more he was moisif. After his mother was nifta, then he started the Rashi Sicha. Always after the Rebbetzin was nifta, he mamash moved into the building of 770. And there was a Fabringen, and every Shabbos, in other words, as soon as there was a Sibba to stop, then it was a Moisa v'Hoylech. Never ever happy, always being Mespashet. I mean, Mespashet in the world. He was Mespashet in the world. He was never happy. There was another Yid. And another shliach, and here there's another 5 yid in this loch. You got to send another. Never ever happy. Always wanted to be moisav hoylach. It's always a darga. It's always a madrega by tzaddikim. They always to be moisav hoylech never stopping because they're davak to an emes. And yidu davak to an emes. Yidu davak to emes is the emes is yeshul glaim and the emes carries on and never stops. And therefore, even after the patira of tzaddikim, if you see that it's tucker going on and you see it's in the spashet and you see it's not schwaching up, then he knows an emes yeshul glaim. If it's yeshul glaim, it's got to carry on. If you see something that doesn't carry on, the choizek, so then fakir, then it shows that there was a lack of emes, and therefore it's not the same bren anymore. But something that's the same bren, even though the tzaddik's not there anymore, and it's fakir, it's mispashit, and it's even more and more and more, then it shows it was emes. And emes yesh le'raglaim is never going to stop. That's the sod of parashas of Vayetze, that's the sod of Yaakov Avinu, that's the sod of these parashas, the melchama between Yaakov and Esav. That's why the melchama between Yaakov and Esav of Bisod is the melchama of Midas HaYesod. Midas HaYesod is Dafka Bein HaRaglayim. That's where the Yetzahara is. Midas HaYesod, the Midas of Bris Mila is Bein HaRaglayim. Bein HaRaglayim, because as soon as Chasu Shalom, the person is Poigam, so it's Poigam HaRaglayim. It's Poigam HaRaglayim. It's Poigam HaRaglayim. Netzach Hoid and Yesod. Netzach Hoid and Yesod. It's a Netzach is the right leg, and the Hoid is the left leg. And the Mokam HaMila, that's the Yesod and the Malchus. That's the vote. The vote is dafka. The yitzhar is by the reglaim. The yitzhar is bechina trying to be oikah the reglaim. He's trying to be oikah the reglaim, and therefore that's why it's zrizus. That's why it's zrizus. The first sif in Shulchan Aruch. The first thing is iskabe kairi. Iskabe kairi. Because if a person is lazy, if a person is an otze, if a person is not. Shlomo Melech says lechem lamala. Go to the ants. Watch them how they run. Watch them how they walk. Watch the halicha. Because the yitzhar always wins when a person is lazy. If a person is always a hoylech. Person's always a hoylech, he's davar to the emes, is that nothing will get in his way. That's the sod of Yaakov Avinu. All the nisyonos he was going to go through, he was about to go into stumbling blocks now. Till now, it's Yoshev Aholim, was straight, geschmack, no afros, and now he's walking along a path, he's a hoylech, and when he's a hoylech, then the stumbling blocks, the Yetzirah, the machsholos, the Ribbono Shel Olam came to him in a dream and said to him, no, nothing to worry about, gave weiter, and that's a lesson to a person in the world. It's the Hilgar Chaim. Chaim Kodesh says the whole Inna V'Yetzer Yaakov is the Neshama coming down into the Guf. These are all the lessons Neshama coming down into the Guf. As we said, so that's Mamish Heini Nadvar. The Neshama is the Nishmas Chaim. Mitzad the Neshama is Leinasa Namoyin Raglino. Hasom Nafsheinu Leinasa. The Neshama is a Be'er. Be'er is always going. But the Neshama is coming down into a Guf. A Guf is lazy. A Guf is heavy. A Guf is Ofa Min Adama. Ofa Min Adama is like Satmo Plishtim. They fill it up with Ofa. And it's very hard. The Neshama comes down into the Guf. He suddenly feels heavy and does. So that's the Chaim Kodesh says that's the, this parish is the remez of the Neshama coming down into the Guf. And Mela, therefore, that's why the parasha goes on. The parasha teaches us how to make it light. The person's got to be malachim, looking oy lami yodim, he's got to be busy. The malachim going up, so the chayim kodesh of the mitzvahs, and the mitzvahs of ma'ira yichud elyon, and that's what brings down oy lami yodim boy, goes up and goes down. The person's always got to be busy, and that's the nakuda, the person coming to this world. He's got to constantly be a hoylach, he's got to constantly fight the guf and carry on, fight the yitzahor, is trying to make him. Trying to make him into a bechin of the nochash, niktzitzu raglov, trying to limp him like Esav, a yiga bekap yirecha, and a person's got to be light with his legs. And that's chus of a yisa yaakov raglov, a person's dovek to the emes, the person's dovek to emes, is then it's vayisa yaakov, the raglaim, a kalaleches, and a person can go, nothing can stop him, and he can go in the bechin of yecho, michael, choyel, hirol, al kim tzion, beiz Hashem. That's the sod of Chanukah. Mamish is sort of Hanukkah. They went. They're not going to stop.
That's the first two that I've remembered.
Lech, yeah. Mamish, that's the same word. And back there, the Yvonne were Poygim, want to be Poygim in the Nair. If you Poygim in the Nair is always there. The Nair is the Be'er Neshama, Nair Hashem Nishma Sadam. Nair is the Be'er. The Be'er is always going. The Be'er is always going. And the Lebedekite and the Yidim is away from Hashem. That's what the Yevonim are trying to take away. The Yevonim are trying to take away the Nitzchis of Klal Yisrael, the continuity of Klal Yisrael, the Lebedekite of Klal Yisrael, the Balaturim Daka brings down. In Daka by the Be'er, the one was called Esek and Sitno, and the last one was called Rechavis. The Balaturim says that Rechavis is Keneged. It's connected Yovan that they're trying to be mevatel the pru revu of Klal Yisrael. They want to be mevatel the pru revu of Klal Yisrael in order that they shouldn't have a hemshach. That's the vote of the Yevonim. So therefore, the connected ze is meisifin v'hoilchin. Meisifin, meisif v'hoilach, meisif v'hoilach, meisif v'hoilach. Meisif v'hoilach, we're going on and on and on. It's not the ner, and ner has to be meisif. And ner has to be meisif v'hoilach. And that's the connected ze, l'umah ze, of the Yevonim. They're trying to stop the Hisofa. They wanted to try to stop. They're trying to say, shili. Come to them, say them. No, Yiddishkeit goes on. Yechum Michael. it's a more elegant touch. Birkei Rabbanan, the Shali. If the legs get tired, Minayu. Ah, you will take it.